Yanim of the Bigdei Kuna, which is the Yanim of the Parsha. So the Begadim, besides the Kololius, the Begadim are supposed to be Lechava Sifaris. It's a Tzura of being Oymid Lefnei HaMelech. They're also Protistik in Yanim of Ishri's Begadim. And that's why it says that the Gemara in Zvachim says each one is Begadim is mechapeh on something specific. Each one is begadim comes from tag something specific, and some of them are very understandable. You have l'mashal the avnit, which is mechalik between the lev and the erva, is mechapeh on hearer. The mitznefes, which is tall and it's above the head, is mechapeh on gaiva. That's also understandable. The choshen, which is connected the lev, is mechapeh on ivus hadin, because the lev is the makram where a person is misalif and does things wrong. That we understand. The meal is lashon hara because it rings. It's the only loud beggar. It has a mouth. The one that I think of all of them that's hardest to understand is the eifod. The eifod, it says, is mechapan of the zara, and we don't have any clear understanding why. And all it is a pasuk. It says ein trofim ve eifod, ein eifod ve trofim. That since there was no eifod, there was trofim. So the Gemara says just brings a pasuk that in the pasuk it says that when there is an eifod, there's no avodah zara, and therefore when there is an avodah zara, and therefore it's, one is mechap and the other. But exactly understanding where is there even a remez on eifod and the shaychas avodah zara, Chazal don't specify. Chazal abachal not magish any kesha. There is in the Rishonim point out that all over Tanakh you find Eifoid by Fesel Micha. Eifoid seemed to have been a beged that was coming to Avodah Zarah as well. But more specifically, why or what, it doesn't say over here. It's also very, very strange Mokom. In other words, all the other Begadim have a very clear Metzias for their Mokom. The Ketonis wraps around the Ketonis in general, that's like the Beged. You have the Mitznefes Mikbas, which is also enough Makram, that makes sense. All the Begadim, the Choshen is right up front, it's the Makram that's Boilet and so on. The Eifed is in the strangest place, doesn't even seem to be in any special Makram. It's on the back side of the person, which Bedar Chlal, there is no special begodim for the backside of a person. They're called the begodim that take the person around in general, or take him around, like the katanis takes around the back, or the meal. But to have a special begod on the back is very strange. Besides which, and it starts midway in the back of the person, on the back, and it goes all the way down till the feet. It actually says it goes all the way down till the akev. It starts from the roich of alev, umagia ada kevav. There's no beged that resembles anything that either intuitively makes sense to us or that we know of. And more than that, I mean, Rashi said it's like a beged of Nashim Aroichev. The pashtus is they wear the beged in the front. A sinar, you know, a sinar is an apron, and an apron is always worn in the front. It's a beged that the person is wears when he's doing avodah, that it shouldn't. He shouldn't get messed up or stomach cover to put on. So a sinner is always one up front. And yet over here you wear it in the back. It doesn't make any sense. It's not a beggar that's parallel to anything that we know of mitzad godin. The Akeda says, the Baal Akeda says that hiyanu senes, that eifed is kenegra for the zara, and the Gemara says that now for the zara there's always an inyan to do like tenusad for the zara, to make fun of it. And therefore, we wear it on the back, kilu. It's a bizoyan to yanim apodizar. But I mean, he's the only one that says that type of pshata. Pasha says that there's chshivas to it, and wearing it is a davar chashuv and pakeh. This is its makom and so on. A third thing that is very interesting about the eifod is that both the eifod and the choy, the relationship between the eifod and the choshen is a very strange relationship. Eifod and Choshen are two separate begadim. They have a din of two separate begadim, and yet they very much are work in tandem. For instance, the Rambam says when he says the other begadim, he says ketzad ma'ase hatzitz, ketzad ma'ase ha'choshen. The ephod and the choshen he puts together. In other words, doesn't say ketzad ma'ase ephod. He also does not say he become one after the other. And then he says, when they worn together, in other words, he describes how to make the ephod, but then the Rambam also says, Nimtza, Kishaloibish, ephod, Machoshin, Yachosh, Aliba, Bishavah. In other words, the Choshin and the ephod are, the tsur of the Choshin and ephod is that then when they're worn, they're Kemat one beggar. And that's Milchus, the next Perek Yud, he starts speaking about how to wear the clothing, how to dress them, what to put on first, and how to put it on, and so on. This halacha, the Rambam is saying, mitzad the tzur of the begadim, ephod and choshen are together. And bemis is, there's a mitzvah's essay, or mitzvah's leis essay, lo yizach hachoshim and ephod, that they have to be exactly together and they can't move. And we spoke about the bottom of the aron last week, that there's a din of lo yizach. And here also, so in begadim, you have two begadim that they're made like together. And they're not allowed to, one is not allowed to move from the other. I don't know if it was feasible to make it one beged. I'm just not sure, Pasha the Metzias. L'chura could have been woven together as one beged and slipped on. It's two begadim, but the chiyuv is to keep them together so that they absolutely don't move one from the other. And they're tied in three different places. They're tied from the ketefayim. The Rambam says, he has to listen. Nimtzak shaloivash eifat machoishin, yachoishin aliboy bishove, v'eifat machoirav. V'chisha v'eifat kosh alibotav sachoishin. The eifat is tied under the choishin, one. Ushteik seifat sa eifat, ushteik seifat. And the two ktefayim the eifat are on his shoulders. And the two avos zov go down from the ktefayim, mikan and mikan, atabol sachoishin. And then you have the chute tchelas go under his arms, and tie it together. The ephod is the question of interacting constantly, and that's the tsuris habegit kilu. The Rambam is saying it that when it's resting, it's a very intertwined begit. The whole kesher between the question, the ephod, and the tsur, and so on. One more inyan is mitzad avonim. In both the avonim of the, in both the ephod and the question, you needed to have the names of kaisal and avonim. The difference was that the avonim of the choshen were 12 separate avonim, and the avonim of the ephod were 2 avonim. And yet they had pashtus and pachlokes, which showed them exactly how the names written out. The difference is, pashtus, they had the same names written out, but there's a tzura of being mechalakin into two groups and 12. 12 is pashut. We know that 12 shvatim, that's the easy one. Two groups, they say, the remez for it is in... The remez for two groups is by Har Evel and Har Grizim, where you have a bracha l'klal, and the klala, you had half a kaisol here, half a kaisol there, and b'meila, you have a chaluka of kaisol into two groups. So b'meila, there was a fitting chaluka of two groups on avonim. So l'mais, you have a chiluk in kaisol, whether you're being mavdil it down, shevet, 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 or just b'meila yamda la bracha v'la klala. Needs to be understood why this is Shaykh Ta'ifa, this is Shaykh Ta'choshin, and so on. So let's understand this the Nakud a little bit over here. That's a word, the Beis Yaakov says the word on Eifoid, but the Hezb of it doesn't, not Masbid 100%, I'm adding a little bit about the Inyan to be Masbid's things. In the pchinas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkoch and Hog of the world, there is something that's called Panim al Panim. Panim al Panim Diba Hashem Imochem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to you face to face. Vaistois, there's a way to speak to somebody, not face to face. You can speak face to his back, you can speak back to back. Panim al Panim is a specific Oifin of Dibur v'siachsus, and then there's a siachsus of not panim al panim. The difference seems to be when a person does something with his panim, when I see a person's panim, so I see something that is always changing. A person's face is constantly changing, different expression, different reaction, and different surah. It's also an ongoing reaction, angry, happy, dispassionate, impatient, anticipation. A person's face is always reacting to something, and whereas a person's back is steady, there are no changes in the person's back, there doesn't seem to be any interaction either. There's action, a person can be walking, but I don't see any type of engagement with that person. Those two anhagas, the Baal HaTanya speaks about it a little bit, the Remez, and it's, one is called anhagav panim, and one is called anhagav ocher. Yisa Hashem panav elecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noisy panim to Klal Yisrael, because he gives Klal Yisrael, he deals with Klal Yisrael specifically. It's not a general ongoing anhagav. Masha'enkin anhagav HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Umas Olam is a lot more tevedik, a lot less personal, a lot less responsive. It's an ongoing anhaga. So the anhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael when they are tzaddikim is anhaga of panim, of Bnei Hashem. When the anhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to Rishoyim, applies to one they don't deserve, or Umas Olam, it's mechara acharayim, it's called. It's kind of an anhaga that is natural, stable, unchanging, and fixed. It's within itself and it's fixed. The pasuk, when it speaks about the difference between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avodah Zarah, says, Lo yilahim acherim al ponai. You should not have elohim acherim al ponai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an hog of ponim, and Avodah Zarah is acherim. Even, in other words, the etzem mitzios of all Avodah Zarah is acherim, whereas the metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is panim. And a person who's exchanging at the sheresh of all anhagas of a zara is acherim, like Rashi says, nasa acherim, like them. It turns its back to those who pursue it, whereas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is anhag of panim. Let's go a step further in Avodas Hashem itself. And this is what the Ishmael says, this is what the Beis Yaakov says. When a person takes inyanim of Avodas Hashem and he turns it into keva, into kavua, that becomes Avodah Zarah. L'mashal, a person says, there's a melitza, this melitza uses that when the daughter of Rabbi, there was a daughter of the king was taunting Rabbi Yeshua, who was ugly, and told him why he's so ugly, and he said, Lech la yoitze ashasani, go to the one that created me. Or someone else, why don't you know? He said, Lech la uman shasani, shasakli shasani, go to the workman who created me. The uman is the pshat, that blaming, quote unquote, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the ultimate, so to speak, in bitachon. There's a chassidish melitza, boidik ad mokem sheyere bagas v'asham mevatel b'libay. That a person's chiyuv to do something is only as far as his hands reach, and the rest he's mevatel b'libay. As a person's own avoda is limited. So if a person takes what is still biyodai, if a person takes what a person could still do something, and the person instead says, this should, you know, that's where I am. A person, you ask a person, how come you've got me the A, me the B, you're not doing this, you're not doing that, and the person will answer to you, well, that's me, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me, if you have any complaints, direct it upstairs. That's not tzidkis. That is the pshat, the person is taking his own metzias, and wherever there's a makom avoda, there is no makom of throwing it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And faket, it even becomes avodah zarah. You know, if a person was held by Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the connection he says. And then the person expects that to be continuous, expects that always to be, and basically he can retire. That's Avodah Zarah. Taking any hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and making it into a dova kavua with no... If HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nest for me once, then I say, oh yeah, don't worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu take care of it. You have a makom, you have to do something. Person muscle needs a pair of tefillin to put on. And it's miraculous, day after day somehow he finds a pair of tefillin. It doesn't excuse him for the next day not doing it. And adarava, there's something about it where he takes on hugges of lamaila. Just like if I take a personal relationship with somebody and I take it for granted, that becomes a turnoff. Let's say somebody's always willing to give me a ride someplace. And then I begin to treat him as if he owes it to me. You know, how come you were late today? So the person will get very upset. Why? Because I'm taking something that's part of relationship. Because I like you today, I'll give you a ride. Because I feel good about you tomorrow, I'll give you a ride. And I say, no, this is teva. This is supposed to be this way. To take anything that's from the world of panim and to make it acher is a mahalach avodah zarah. It's not the pshat that it's automatic. It's not the laws of nature that Kadosh Baruch Hu makes kriyas yamsuf and man and this and that. It's a mahalach of avoida, and to use that as an excuse not to do avoida is wrong. There's a few places in Chazal. I don't remember offhand where, but it's a few times in Medrash. Somebody told somebody else we have a problem, and he told him min hashamayim mirachmu, Kadosh Baruch Hu mirachem. So he told him, I'm telling you things that make sense, and you're telling me that Kadosh Baruch Hu will help. So the pshat is, it's not a lack of bitachon. Dvarim shel tam means these are things that are in the oilam of seichel. There's a problem that can be and should be solved in the oilam of avodah. And if the person takes it and shoves it to the oilam of bitachon, then the person is doing something wrong. I'm telling you things that still belong to the world of tam, of seichel, and so on, and you're telling me shvayim rachmu, that's wrong. So anytime, so Yitzhakov says, anytime you take mehalchim of lemaila min ha-teva, and you make teva out of it, that's avodah zarah. L'mashal, all the bali kishuv, we've spoken this a few times, what kishuv does is, it takes inyanim that should be, if you do a mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch intervenes and helps you base tzara. If a person is shreim edrochav, HaKadosh Baruch is shreim edrochav. If a person is kadosh asma lamata, HaKadosh Baruch is kadosh asma milamala harvey. A kishuv tries to make a system out of it. It's a science. If you say these and these shemas, automatically help comes. If you do this and this skula, automatically this happens. Anytime I take inyanim that should belong to panim, and they should be reactions to mahalchei avodah, and I try to make it automatic, but just by pressing a button I can have it, that is a form of avodah zarah. So we have a form of avodah zarah that is called, the sheirish of all avodah zarah is achar, it's a charayim, and that's the chelik of the person that becomes... We have a desire is mishtarish. Also, the part of the body that has a shaykhus that mahalach is that kebayim, that kevav, the heels. The Voya Eketish when Rashi says mitzvah shadam dosh by kevav, that a person, these are mitzvah person tramples with his akebayim. That kebayim is the autopilot of the person. The chelik of the person that is most closely autopilot is ragla melichos oisim. Raglan dinshi in a raven. Anything which is a habit is called a hergel. It's the feet doing it. The person doesn't even realize what he's doing. So the Adam dosh by kevav are those averis that a person does because the person is doing it out of habit. The mazik of regel, Balavaita say that the mazik of regel is derech iluchay. any aveira that a person does because he's become accustomed, callous, habitual, that's the chelek that belongs to the aveiras of regel. So the eifod was the chelek where ki'ilu, the eifod is a beged that's kule avoida. Mitzarechod, you wear a sinar when you're doing some work. The posh of the eifod that you find other places is to protect the person against something. When a person is engaged in activity, the eifod is there to protect it. It's connected keneged atzila yodav, the elbows, the ktefayim, and the leg. Those are the mekaymus avoda of adam. The ktefayim is the makam avoda of a person. That's where he carries the weight. And we spoke about masa bekosev. The ktefayim of a person is beksev hashachin. That's really the makam avoda, the central makam avoda of a person. The atzila yodav is the b'chinas yadayim of a person. And the tachas halev is the shayrish of doing and so on. So the eifid is the pshat, the person generates a chibur from the mokum avoidus, from mokum avoida to the place that is ki'ilu, the mokum where there's no avoida. Ki'ilu where the person allows things to become teva and stam and so on and so forth. That is the mahalach of eifid as a tikkun avoda zara. And that's the pshat. Choshen is ki'ilu, the person standing panim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The choshen is the first of all, the averitz mitpaken is ivus hadin, which is kol kuloi, the person's asiya. In other words, mishpat and din is what a person decides with his mind. It's where the person makes a judgment. And the whole choshen, which is the mark of the Urim V'Tumim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's misyaches and answers and back and forth, that's the mahalcha avoida of a person connected to leiv. That's the mahalcha avoida that's kuloi avoida. It's mechuber and metakin. The second half of that mahalach is the mahalchim of where a person has a tendency to let it slip into habit. On every level, the person takes avoida instead of understanding it as a chesed or whatever it is, as a thing that's in return for something. The person takes it for granted. That is the Shezor Dezer, and even on a very, very Pashto level, a person looks around him, he sees Pili Abriya and the Flos Abayre. What kills it is Teva. The difference between Nais and something that a person is not Nisoyer to, is Dosh Bakevav, is does it go into the Mahalchim of Acharayim and Dosh Baraglov, or is it still Panim Alpanim? Things that are Panim Alpanim a person is spoiled from, things that go into autopilot, a person shoves away. Said that's the way things work. That's it's pasha. That's the way things work. So the of eifid is mechapan of avodah zarah, because the sheirish of avodah zarah is taking mahalchei ponim al ponim and turning it into acharayim. Tapping on the highest level, you tap into the world of ruchnius, which should have been a mahalach of a siyachsos between the boyer and the nivra. And I say, I've cracked the system, and I know how the system will work, and so on. On a more subtle level, it's where a person takes mahalchum of avoida, mahalchum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and tosses it out and says, lech le'umah shasani. That's a subtler form of that of avodah zarah. And in that whole mahalach, the person is supposed to be metaken it by being mechaber two together. And the v'le'yizach is the mitzvah where the person is not allowed to have the disconnected. The Ibitzkaz Chava brings from the Goyen that it's a pchin of Shemesh and Levana, like he says, and so on, and therefore it's always together, and one can't move from the other one, and it's like the Rambam says, Netzuras HaBeged, it's Kimat one Beged, and it's a tikkun because Adrabba, I'm being Mekadesh, the Mokum, that usually is the mahalach of kilka and so on. That is one half of the mahalach of the eifid, the eifid kinegav of the zar. That's one mitzias where it's what eifid is kinegav of the zar. There's another mahalach, and that is between the almost the opposite. It's a gemara that says, the same gemara that speaks about big de avoda and the role of the choshen eifid, it says a paket de Gemara, not paket, the Gemara seems to bring in a topic that's totally unrelated. It says, minayin she talmid chacham she omad var halacha ein maznichin oisoy, v'yeshem ein maschichin oisoy, v'yeshem ein mazichin oisoy, she nema v'le yozich mena achoish. It's very strange. How do I know a Talmud Chacham that says a Dvar Halacha? That I shouldn't neglect him, I shouldn't make fun of him, I shouldn't hold it to be Bal Gaiva, and so on. Shenema, it says Yizach. The word Yizach means, besides moving away, it also means Gaiva. The word like Schichas Hadas. And therefore, the word Yizach, in some ways it's like Hasacha, which means to move something. In some ways, it's like Zichus Adas, which is Gaiva, and so on. So Chazal Darshan, how do I know a Talmud Chacham that said that Bar Aloch, I should know Zichus. Very, very unclear. What are we talking about over here? I mean, what's the pshat in, and what kesher does it have to the other union? I mean, Chazal Darshan, the other big day kuri Darshan, a very, very mesolidical. Each one, Mechata, and here it's a modern take off there. And yes, Choshen is Keneged, Mishpat is Keneged, Torah and so on, but what's the... So, Reb Tzadik says the Hesber of the different in Yonim. The Gemara can mean one of a few things. Either the Talmud Chacham didn't quite get it right, and then you're telling him it's wrong, and you shouldn't make fun of him, even if he's not right, you shouldn't make fun of him, like says Le'izach. And then there's other times when Reb Tzadik says it goes on the times when people say that the halacha the person said is above him, beyond him. He says different surahs where lamashal somebody says it var halacha, and I say, you know, that chiddush is too big for you to say. You're not big enough to say that. Or different I find him where I point out a discrepancy between the person saying it and what he said. The Velt says there's the Velt says it with the name, I'm not going to say the name, that there were two Mechabrei Sfarim, one of whom was bigger than the Sefer he put out. In other words, the Sefer doesn't do justice to the claim of the person. And the other one, the Sefer was bigger than the person. The person wasn't quite the Talmud Chacham as the success of the Sefer, and somehow it just came out very good. It's Ki'ilu, that's the Mahalach for doing it, the Tzadik says. That it's people are cracking a gap between the Talmud Chacham and his Torah, and saying the Torah is not really his. Somebody said it before already, or it's not such a chiddush, or it's a chiddush that's too big for him. But different, I find him that he points out, and that's how he says the different lashonos of Gemara: maznichin, maschichin, mazichin. That's Reb Tzadik's hesbel there. I want to try to understand it a little bit. There's a Gemara that says v'leil lo yiboil. That a Talmud Chacham, it says, Lasset Lover, there's going to be a tree growing on a river, and the tree's going to be fantastic, and fruit, and so on and so forth. It says, Volei lo yibol, even the leaves won't wilt away. And the Gemara says, that's Sichas Chumash Talmud Chacham. In other words, when a person is mushrash in Toiv, when a person is mushash and toiv, then anything that sprouts from it has some good to it. Just like Lamashal, if you try to go, you have these plants, if you grow them on water that's colored something, the leaves reflect a tinge of that color. The leaves, the flower and so on, absorbs that color and it picks up that color. The same thing is true about a person who is when a person that is mushrash in Torah, so whatever he says has in itself some sort of nekuda of emes to it. And even though the person might have said a svara, quote unquote, bigger than the person, but it's not the pshat that it's like a lottery ticket, just happened to pick the right number. It's just like somebody, for instance, let's say you have somebody who's a very experienced doctor, and he looks at a patient and he has an idea of what's wrong with him. And he says it. And then we check it, and we make a lot of difficult diagnostic tests, and we say, he was right. I tell him, there's no way, without running all those scans, that you could have figured it out yourself. It's not really true. mitzad chitzayne shebetvarim, it's true. I could not have possibly diagnosed him definitely with A, B, and C if you need very complicated tests to diagnose him. But the intuition that I had that he had that disease wasn't a lottery ticket. I was being yoinikit from subtle yediyas, and there's a chelik at a person that is working subconsciously, and there's a chelik at a person that is kind of breeding different ideas and feelings, intuitions. And as long as that chelik is mushrash in toiv, then what comes out of it is also toiv. So Hofalei Leivol says, a Talmud Chacham who is shakua and teira, and the Talmud Chacham is rooted and soaking up and sopping up teira, then whatever comes out will have some nekuda, some knech of teira in it. That's what that Chazal says. The same thing is also a Talmud Chacham that says a svar, leizach menu. It goes like a Suma Baruba that he could have just picked out one out of ten psak and came up with it. It's coming from a certain Hagasha of Emes that hasn't been able to actualize itself yet in the Mahalchum of Seichel and Das. He doesn't have the exact Gemara, doesn't have the exact Sfar, doesn't this, but his intuition instincts are right. So Nimtzinu Lemeidim that there's a Fakerta Mahalach. There's a Mahalach with Dafke the Chayraim of the person, Dafke the Inyanim of the person, that are behesta from him, are feeding his seichel, and are giving over in yonim that have a certain correct mahalach. So till now we saw the chisaron of that mahalach, where a person tries to take in yonim of seichel and das, and instead of using his seichel and das to understand them, he shunts it. To the chelak of, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there. That's the chisaron, that's Avodah Zarah. There's a fakerta mahalach, where the person is taking those inyanim that are, where the person needs to be yoinik from those inyanim that are behesta and bring it out. It says, the Chiddush Rim says, by Anoich Hashem Alekecha, the reason why Anoich Hashem Alekecha is not written the surah of an essay, even though it is an essay, the Rambam brings Anoich Hashem Alekecha as an essay. So Chiddush Arim says that every single mitzvah, the way it's given, that's the way it exists. So if the Torah says, Gedilim Tasalecha, you shall make Gedilim, you shall make tzitzis, the person has the Breira to not make tzitzis. The Torah is giving it as a suggestion, as a commandment. So if I'm telling you to do something, vice versa, that you could not do it. If I tell you, Sukkos Besukkos Teisha Shivas Yomim, so I could not. The very fact that I'm giving you a commandment allows the absence of it. Anoich Hashem Alekecha is not a tzivu, it's a metzias. And anybody that Raglo was in Har Sinai is yoinik emuna betoich toichoi mitzares metzias. And fakert, in the mahalche acharayim of the person, there's yinika te'amuna. A person can try to clobber it down. A person who wants to do averis and wants to throw off the all of Torah mitzvahs. So seichel, he can use seichel to obfuscate it, to quiet his conscience. But it in mitzar his mehalchim of the etzim, it's a neich Hashem lekecha. There is no mokrim for anything other. That's the pshat that Eifed is, another pshat of understanding how Eifed is mechata on Avodah Zarah, because the Eifed says that mitzad the choishin, there's a mokoyim hester. Mitzad the choishin, it's possible that the Urim V'Tumim is gone. Not always is Klal Yisrael zeichet to the ha'ora of Urim V'Tumim, where things became very nicker. Not always were they zeichet to din. The bez became bottle, but the din became bottle. But mitzad the mehalchim of the yidnika, that a person has from those places that can't be spoiled, from those mekaymes that the person's be'etzim mushushin, those mehalachim never become bottled. And emunah is the core mehalach of that nechash nekecha, and that's why the core kapara avodah zarah for Klal Yisrael is to be yoinik dafka from those areas. There's a goyin, there's a chazal that says, it's a pasuk, it's a pasuk in Shirashirim, kechut hashonish sifsei sayach, like a red feather lives, with the brayach nove, and your words are beautiful. So Chazal darshan over here, kechut hashonish sifsei sayach is the eifoid, and the midbarayach nove is the choishim. The Goyen says in Shirashirim that the chut hashoni is the chelek of the averus of Klal Yisrael. They had to put a chut hashoni out in Yom Kippur, and then it became and midbarayach nove. It became white when it was miskata. So the Goyen says, the different I find him, but he says in a few different ways, but the same thought. Despite the fact that when the Goyen was misvada and said, On Hashem Chotosi, it was Odoim, it was Chet, it seemed to be mitzad des Fasayim, mitzad the outside was Chet, but mitzad the Pnimis, there was always Amshach of Toiv, and it was Nisgala that it was mislavin. In other words, in Eifoy there's a Gilui that mitzad the Pnimis of Klal Yisrael is always a Shayash of Amunah. And a person can always be yearning from it, and a person is yearning from it, except that he sometimes uses seichel to try to play with it. But mitzad is etzem etzias is mushash and toiv. So that's the pshat in the chelek. The Rambam says at the end of Hilchis Klei HaMikdash. Rambam is a very interesting Rambam. You find in a lot of people in Tanakh that were an eifoid, and they're not kohanim. Zeshat moitze bedvar neviim, shakohanim oyechoygrim eifoid bat. He says kohanim used to wear eifoid bat. Lo yakanim gadol. This wasn't kohanim gadol with the begodim. She'ena eifoid shalchan gadol eifoid bat. It's not made out of bat. It's made out of a whole bunch of things. Ve'af halaviim oyechoygrim moitze. The leviim used to wear it. Sherei Shmuel anovi Levi hoya. Ve'nema it says boy nar choger eifoid bat. He was a nar wearing an eifoid. Ela eifoid zeh hayochigrim oisiv bnei neviim, young neviim or apprentice neviim bnei neviim the Rambam. Umishu royesh teshav ruach hakodesh, and a person was worthy of ruach hakodesh. Loidia ki giyaz ela milos kain gadol shemedaba alpia eifoid vachoishem ruach hakodesh. So there was a mahalach of eifoid even not for kain gadol, without a choishem, just an eifoid, for people that were in that mahalach. If you take a look by Shmuel, about whom it says the pasuk, Nar Choger Eifoid Bad, when he was there, it says the following. He heard a voice call out, Shmuel, Shmuel. He went to Eli and said, what do you want? So I didn't speak to you. And he came a second time, and finally Eli told him, oh, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to you, and that's that. In other words, it was a beged of somebody that the Shechina was beginning to be inspired in him, but didn't have a clear tfisi yet in what was going on. It hadn't crossed over fully to Mahalchei Seichel. So the Eifod is the Beged. Ruach HaKodesh is a type of Mahalach where the person feels within himself what the Emes is, but it doesn't have it yet in clear Mahalchim where you can understand what, why, or where. That's the Beged of Eifod in Mitzad. It's Maila and it's Cheshivas. Let's just sum up Lumaisa, I guess. In Avodah Zorah, the Sheirish Avodah Zorah doesn't start with the Etzim Avodah Zorah. The Sheirish Avodah Zorah starts mitzad, the person the taking in Yonim that he should be Oivid, that he should be working on, and so on, and throwing it off as the given. This is the way I am, I can't change, this is me, this is that. At the minute a person says that, he's taking in Yonim that should have been mitzad. Should have made it part of Mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu and shunt it off to Acharayim. Taking Panim and make Acharayim out of it. Taking Chasadim HaKadosh Baruch Hu and feeling that he owes it to me. That's what it should be. Taking Inyonim Muflon HaKadosh Baruch Hu said and being callous about it. Taking Inyonim where a person should be changing and working on changing and making it into Inyonim, well, yeah, that's where I am. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu must want me to be a Balgaiva because I'm very good at it. So my story is that's Ratzon Hashem. I mean, he made me smart because I should be smart. He made me rich because he knows who to make rich. That is Avodah Zorah. Where a person takes Mahalkum of Besiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a dollar now to do something with it. It's not you. It didn't become automatic to you. It's a yachas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving and wants something you should do with it. And everything, except for the things that are outside the possibility of Avaida, everything belongs in this yachas of Panim Opanim. And that is Avaida. And anything that the person that should have been Avaida, and the person instead makes habit out of it, the person takes it for granted, the person becomes used to it, all of those in Yanim, that is the Shayaz of Arizara, and that's what Eifer is Mechapa. Eifer takes the whole Achorayim of the person, and the whole that Kevav, and is Mechabarit to Atzili Yodav, and Ktefav, and Libar. Me'idach Isa, a person has to know that the unique of Emunah doesn't come from Seichel. It's the other way around. Seichel is where Avoda is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to take the Hargoshes of Emunah. People make a mistake about it. They say Seichel teaches Emunah. So if I philosophize properly, I'm going to convince myself to become a mind. Anything that Seichel can determine becomes Sichlis. This is an Emunah. That's Sichlis. It's the opposite. A Noichi Hashem Lekecha is the Sheirish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted in everyone that Ragel for Oymen Al Sinai. And even if he doesn't want to be Maimon, Bar Korcha is going to be Maimon. And he's going to spend a lifetime trying to uproot the Emunah, and it still doesn't work. He's gonna turn against it, and he's gonna answer it, and he's gonna twist it and turn it. It's still not gonna happen. The Mahalach of Aveda is to take those Shrashim and to turn them into Sichlius. The Eifoid, the Ruach HaKodesh of Eifoid, was a plain Ruach HaKodesh, a feeling, this is what I should do. And he heard a voice without knowing where it was coming from, what it wanted from him. The Cheshen was a Mokum where the letters lit up, and the person with his Seichel, with his Ruach HaKodesh actually says, was Mitzarev to Oisius to make a meaningful sentence out of it. He turned those Mahalchim into Seichel. So there is a Mokum for Havana and Hamokka and learning in Yanei Emunah, but it's the other way around. The person is Roya Emunah, Roya with the Ayin, the person Re'ei Emunah. The person is taking Emunah that he has in him b'teva, and then he works it out into Mahalchei Avoda. So there's a Fakerta Tikkun that in the Mahalach of Eifed is that those Mahalchim of the person that Be'etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Mahalchei Chorayim, those parts that are given in a person, those parts are off of Kedusha. And Adrabah, the Eifed has a certain Milo over the Choshen there. The Rambam says the Eifed is on top, and it's hard to understand how he means exactly, but there's a certain Mitzvah of that. And all a person does, learning means using Sichlius, but the Sichlius to understand, to take the Neicha Shem Lekecha that was Mushish in a person and be Teifis it and understand it with a Sichlius.